Glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. My brothers, my sisters, today is the fourth Sunday of Lent, also called Lectare Sunday. First reading, taken from the book of Joshua, chapter 5, verses 9 to 12. Our psalm for today, taken from Psalm 34. Second reading, taken from St. Paul's second letter to the Corinthians, chapter 5, verses 17 to 21. Our gospel reading, taken from Luke's gospel, chapter 15, verses 1 to 3, 11 to 32. The theme of our reflection this Sunday is, being reconciled, then turn around. Having been reconciled, then turn around. In the words of St. Paul in today's second reading, one could say clearly that Lent reminds us that the old creation has gone and now the new one is here. Hence, in Christ, we have been reconciled, and the Lord is reconciling still those who turn to Him. Thus, remember, my brother, my sister, in the face of sin and death, that there is hope for those who review and renew their attitudes. There is hope for those inspired to change their hearts and return to the Lord via the path of mercy, joy, peace, and love. Therefore, when we are confronted by shame of our mistakes, the troubles caused by our human frailties, or when it dawns on us that we are far from the Creator, the way out is not the path of anger, frustration, or playing the blame game. That is a negative response, a negative approach to the realization of one's weaknesses and failures. In other words, the moment we become conscious of the graveness of our mistakes or sins, the enemy has the power to convince us that God cannot forgive or save us, thus causing us to turn even further away from God's compassion and love. St. Paul reminds us today, my brother, my sister, that we are ambassadors of Christ, and our first message to you is, to us, is never believe the lie of the enemy. And secondly, we must note that God made the sinless one into sin, so that in him we might become the goodness of God. In other words, running away from the Lord is not the solution to that realization of sin or the pains of regret, because Lent reminds us that there is hope for those who change their attitudes, turn around, and return to the merciful Father. In today's gospel reading, the Father's interactions with his two sons in today's parable reveal to us God's merciful care for us. The Father did not reject and abandon his younger son, who had requested for and dissipated his inheritance. On the contrary, the Father restored his son with his proper dignity on his return home. The Father was also willing to reach out to the elder son, angered by his response to the repentance of his younger brother. Thus, based on the Father's interactions with his two sons, it should be clear to us that God is willing to call and lead us into joy if, as the psalmist says, we are willing to taste and encounter the goodness and generosity of the Lord. The psalmist also says, I sought the Lord, and he answered me. From all my terrors, he set me free. Thus, my brother, my sister, whenever we find ourselves in the murk of mistakes or humbled by failures and rejections, then It is time to return to the Lord, because we can only be revived in the Father's love. Let us return to Him today and ask Him for mercy. The Lord is always there to receive us. May He grant us His blessings when we return to Him this day, this week, in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Lady's Seat of Wisdom, pray for us.